We want to take a quick second to tell you about our friends over at Cycle CPA. I can't even express to you how important it is to have a good accountant on your side. You know you want accurate bookkeeping and financial statements every month. Instead, you're often left with limited time to focus on the accounting side of your business and no reports to show for it. At Cycle CPA, the landscaping accountants, they not only handle the bookkeeping, but also provide landscape industry benchmarking, job costing, financials by service line, advisory meetings, and much more. Cycle CPA has a team of landscaping accountants available to provide anything from bookkeeping to CFO services. Visit cyclecpa.com and for $100 off, mention the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast. Welcome back, everybody. Today, we want to talk to you all about how to optimize your Google Business Profile. So if you do not have yours set up yet, because you have to, you don't just have to like make the profile, you also have to have it verified.
Yeah.
So if you have not done that process yet, we do have a free download that you can get on that. It'll be in the show notes. So get your Google Business Profile up and verified, and then attend the live training where we show you how to optimize it, because Scott goes through so many things that you can do, because your Google Business Profile is free. It's completely free. And there are so many things that you can do to get yourself ranking higher in Google searches, because most people are searching on the Googles, and you can rank higher and you can make your profile look better. This is a free tool to use to get to show up in local searches.
Absolutely. And it's something that's, it's actually very easy once you get in there and you start seeing and understanding it. It's just, I know some people are scared. They don't want to mess things up or whatever. But we're going to show you some things that I can assure you most other landscape companies are not even doing. I was trying to find, like, I looked at some like large landscape companies to see if they're doing this. They are not. So wouldn't it be awesome to be able to get ranked a little bit higher than them?
Yeah, by doing, get yourself in there. Because a lot of people, not only do they want to show up in local searches, they want to show up in searches for like neighboring towns too. Yeah,
so we're gonna
which
you,
Scott's got we a got trick.
Some, we got some tips for that.
Scott's
it's not
got some tips for you.
Yeah, so we'll go through it, and it's some very cool stuff that's out there, and just it's very simple. It's not, you don't have to be a technical person. We're gonna dive right into it, and I'm gonna show you right on the screen exactly what you can do. You can walk through the same process on your screen if you wanted to. So
yeah, no, it's gonna be great.
The other cool thing is it is recorded, so you'll have access to this forever. If we ever do any updates, you'll be able to have access to that as well.
Correct. So if you can't make it live, you've got kids got a game that night, that's not a problem. Yep. You will have access to recordings and updates, yep, like he said. So hop on there. It's just go to milliondollarlandscaper.com. You'll see
the bottom,
a link to it.
Or it's GBP workshop.
Yep. So get signed up for that. Like I said, we're doing it again because it was really hit the first time. Yep. And when things are great, we'll just keep doing them. If you guys like it, we'll keep doing it. That's okay. We're here to help you all. So okay, on to today's topic. Oh, this one, okay. We're going to talk about focus today. And for a couple of reasons. Number one, because I'm in an accountability pod, and we talked about it on Wednesday when I met with the two ladies who are in my accountability pod. And it just so happens that we're recording this on a Friday. And usually by the end of the week, my focus is out the window. I struggle with focus. And so I'm going through this episode as much for myself as I am for you all.
Nice. Dual purpose here. Dual purpose.
It is. Well, because when you can figure out how to get focused, you become unstoppable.
And I think this goes for, it's anybody. Like, we all get this way, especially the spring is coming.
I don't know anybody who doesn't struggle with focus.
No, there's many of us that suffer from ADHD and just get off track very, very easily.
I don't, that's getting into neurodivergence. I don't have any expertise in that area, but just I just have general squirreliness is my problem. But there's a many reasons you can get off focus. I struggle from general squirreliness. Some people get into that like fight, flight, or freeze. If they start to get stressed and there's too much going on, they're like they'll freeze a little bit. Like, I don't know what to do. And we all just have a lot going on. So we're going to touch on a lot of those things here today. Because it is. It's just everybody's got so many distractions. Your phone's ringing, you know, you've got emails, employees are interrupting.
Customers, whatever.
But learning how to focus is a skill that you can develop. Because you have to be able to direct your attention to what matters. Because nothing is going to happen without focus. I don't know if any of you have heard the sayings like, you are where your attention is, or what you focus on expands. Maybe you've heard, you know, gurus or whatever talk about that. And when they say those things, what they're referring to is it's focus. Because think about it. Think of anything major that you have accomplished in your life. It probably took continued focus over time. Starting your business. If you have got a college degree, or if you've, like, we've been married for 21 years. That's 21 years of hard work and dedication and focus. That didn't just happen.
Well, even thinking back to, like, high school sports and stuff, you focused on whatever that was at that time, especially if you did multiple different sports. And so,
precisely. Our son is on the ROTC Raiders team. When it's coming up for event time, they're practicing, they're focusing. That's everything that they're doing, is focusing on that event. High school sports, like you said, the town we live in has a really good football team. And so everybody focuses on football around here. So, but that focus is how you get the results, I guess is what I want to say. Because think of any kind of goal that you've got right now, like that's been a little bit challenging, like you're not where you want to be. You haven't reached the goal yet. I don't know why words are hard today. Maybe because I'm having a hard time focusing. but typically, if you're not accomplishing your goals, if you're still at, you know, way over, you know, step A and you want to be over at step Z, typically focus is, if not the main ingredients, it's one of the ingredients that is missing. But what I don't want you all to do is to beat yourself up because you couldn't stay focused. Like we've already alluded to, many of us struggle with this, but it is a skill that you can work on. So typically, when we're talking about focus, there's two big issues going on. Number one is stress, and number two is willpower. So for stress, when I say stress, I'm referring to the things that are interrupting your focus.
Which I think happens a lot.
Yes. Well, because we are all chronically exposed to stress, interruptions, and stuff like that. But when you are chronically exposed to these stressors that are interrupting your focus, that takes a mental toll on you. And it's hard to keep like the clarity around your focus when you do have just this like chronic stress of interruption, like I said, lack of clarity, all that. It makes it just even harder to stay on track. So stressors are a real thing. And then the second key thing when it comes to focus is willpower, because willpower is finite. Willpower is not something that you just have an infinite supply of. It definitely runs out. And not only is it finite, we often overestimate how much willpower that we have. And what we end up doing is setting goals that require way, way more willpower than we have and are able to sustain, like in the long term.
So kind of like declaring you're going to go to the gym every day or whatever it is in January, and everybody's falling out.
Yes,
by February.
When you're like out of the gate, you're like, I'm going six days a week for, you know, an hour and a half, 90 minutes a day. Yeah. And so we all just tend to overestimate that. So we've got to be a little bit kinder to ourselves when it comes to willpower and realize that that is not a tool to use to achieve long-term goals. So if you want to be able to focus, this stress and the willpower, they've got to be addressed. You can't not address them. So we'll start off with stress, because there's a lot of tangents we can get on here. I'm trying to focus and keep this helpful. Settle down. I might have had too much caffeine today, too.
That's probably not helping
with my focus. So for those of us that slow down in the wintertime, that as us included, spring is coming and it's going to get busy real quick. And so the stress is going to be coming, because it's like that, you know, you just like can feel the building, like it's coming, like you've been, all right, okay. And you get excited about it. You're like, that phone's going to start ringing and we're going to start getting busy. And we're all of a sudden we're going to be booked out like 6-8 weeks ahead. Like it's coming. So what I want you to do when those seasons in life come up, what I want you to do is just embrace what is. At some points in your life, you have to just embrace like a big warm hug that there is going to just be a lot of stress in that moment in time, and you're going to have to just buckle down and do it. You don't have time for whining. You don't have time for complaining. It's a very real thing to sometimes just have to buckle down and do it. But keep in mind that this should be a temporary state. This should not be your entire season. But you might have to just embrace what is for a certain amount of time and just buckle down and do it.
And I think this is part of like that, even like the work-life balance type thing too, because you have to, like the season's coming up, the spring season's coming up, and you're going to be slammed.
Right.
And you, to me, you need, like, I know it might be off a slight tangent here, but you need to let your family know, like, hey, this is coming.
This is a little bit of a tangent. Work-life balance doesn't look like 50-50. Yes. Sometimes it's like 80-20 work and life, and sometimes the 80 is life and the 20 is work.
Yeah.
But yeah, another tangent. But the main point I want you to remember is that I want these to just be like temporary spurts of time. I don't want this to be your entire season and how you live your life forever.
I think some people live that way.
They do. And that's where, and then they wonder why they're burnt out and exhausted and hate their business and are like, what am I doing? Why don't I have a job? So, but just keep in mind, like I said, it's a short burst of time. And once you kind of accept that this is just going to be how I'm going to have to do things for a little bit, that actually eases up the stress of it, because sometimes you're more stressed about thinking about your stress. Like thinking about how stressed you are is actually more stressful than the actual stressor. Does that make sense? I use the word stress like 700 times. Because there are such things as good stress. Like there are points in life and things in life that are actually good stressors. Your business is probably one of those. You love your business. You don't want to just get rid of it. Your kids, you know, your life. There's a lot of things that cause you a lot of stress in life, but are actually good stressors. So
you never cause me stress.
I obviously not. Never. And I did. That's why I didn't say spouses. I said children. But there's just like, it's just a little bit of a mindset switch. If you can be like, I'm just going to embrace what is for now. I'm not going to stress over the fact that this is just what it is for now. Because if you just accept that it's a temporary state, we're back to that. I just want to really hammer home that like, please don't live your entire season like this. But if you have to do this for a little bit in the spring, then it's okay. You know that this is going to be coming up. So just take some time to think about, like, what can you do to alleviate a little bit of that stress? Because you know this is coming. Mm-hmm. So what can you do to alleviate some of the stress in your life when you know this season is coming? We've had times in our life where we got those meal kits sent to the house because I just didn't have room in my brain to plan dinners. But if it showed up and all I had to do was make it, then we could do that. Like, that's just an example of, like, that's something that you can do to relieve some stress in your life. Do you need to uncommit to a few things right now? Is there something you need to let go of?
We actually did a podcast not too long ago about this, like saying no to certain things.
It is. And it doesn't have to be forever, but it might just have to be right now. Mm-hmm. That's what I really want you to keep in mind about stress is, especially with the spring coming, you might have to embrace it for a while, but please keep that to a temporary state. And that will help with your focus. Like, give yourself that permission to be like, this is what I'm focusing on. I'm going to embrace right now that I have to focus on work right now.
And this is something, again, I think you need to explain to your family, let them know, like,
well, that might be part of when I said that you need to just kind of sit down and like think about your commitments. Some of that might be you need to sit and think about who do you need to have a conversation with. Mm-hmm. And that conversation might be with your spouse, like, oh, hey, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to be on after school duty for the next 4 weeks or so because I've got too much going. Those are conversations that you might have to have. Yeah. So sometimes difficult conversations are part of that, addressing that stress so you can stay focused when you need to.
Yeah.
And so the second thing that I talked about is willpower. Like I mentioned, willpower is finite and we often overestimate how much we have of it. So what's the solution? What do you do? And this is one that I struggle with a lot. And I know people like in my, like I mentioned, I'm in a pod group, an accountability group. There's three of us in there. We all struggle with that. I hate to say everyone struggles with this, but in my experience, at least the people I talk to, we all struggle with this. And it is ignoring your feelings. When it comes to beating your goals and making, you've set a goal, you've got commitments, sometimes you're just not going to feel like it. You're going to wake up and be like, but I don't want to. I do not want to do this today. But sometimes, like I said, you're just going to have to take those feelings and set them aside, and you're just going to literally just have to ignore them. It's hard because feelings are loud, but they are not always the truth of what you need to accomplish and reach your goals. I don't even remember where I heard this quote. If anybody remembers, feel free to like make a comment or reach out and let us know. But I heard a quote of, inspiration is for amateurs, professionals do what needs to be done. You cannot sit and wait for inspiration to strike you to feel like going to the gym or feel like working on your business or feel like figuring out your numbers or feel like making social media posts or feel like making cold calls or feel like insert whatever it is you need to do for your business right now. You can't wait until you feel like doing it. You've got to tell your feelings to just go sit in the back seat for a little bit.
Sometimes you have to push through. It's not easy.
It is. I'm not saying this is easy. I'm just saying it's something that you need to do. Because choosing to focus, it is a decision. And your feelings should not dictate what you focus on. Because if you've already decided what goals are important to you, that's I call it my Katie smart brain. Like my Katie smart brain makes like knows what goals she wants and what needs to be done and da 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 da. But then the emotional brain gets in the way. My Katie emotional brain is the one that's like, well, I don't want to get out of bed. I want to lay here with the dog. I don't want to go work out. I want to listen to an audiobook and eat snacks. So it is a constant struggle in my brain of telling the emotions to shut up.
Well, I know, like, even just here, because we're in Northwest Indiana, so it's very just dark and gloomy during February. You get down on things, like, some days, and you're like, I don't want to do anything. But then you get up and...
If I haven't seen the sunshine in 2 or 3 weeks, and it's dark at 4:30, and it's cold, it is very hard for me to self-motivate. And this kind of gets off on another tangent, but another thing that I try to do is, once again, accept where I am at this point in time, and maybe in the winter, I need to ease up on myself and readjust my goals to my capabilities in February. Maybe I can't do this, this, and this in February. Yeah. So that's another tangent. It's just self-compassion and setting compassionate goals for yourself. So tangent. But the point is choosing to focus is a decision. And you can decide to do things in spite of your feelings. You can tell your feelings, like I said, go sit in the back seat because I know what I've got to do to reach my goals, and I'm just going to go do it.
One thing I think I'll throw in there, I think at least like helps me keep me moving, is if you have people that are surrounding you that are kind of like-minded and want to help you or want to
absolutely work together. Well, this is why we offer accountability pods for our Profits Up Inner Circle members. I am actually in 2 accountability groups because I know I need that much help to stay on track, to keep moving forward. And it does help to talk to others. Yeah. Well, like I said, in my pod group on Wednesday, the one lady was like, she was riding the struggle bus. She was like so off of track, off of her schedule, off of everything. She was having trouble just getting like snapping back into that focus. So, and it was helpful for her to just talk it out. Like she's like, you know, we all just kind of offered tips and tricks on what we do. Everybody kind of has their own things that they do, but
even at the fire station, you know, people just get down. We had a bad call or, you know, you're just tired. And we'll just do kind of silly things. And like somebody put on I'm a Barbie Girl song or what's that? I don't know who sings it. But somebody put that on just as like just alive in the mood, just like that little subtle change kind of like changed the atmosphere and everybody kind of like started doing things and moving along and moving forward. And I remember doing that when we're doing pods. You know, we've been busting our butt all day long and you're tired. Just doing something silly or stupid, like just to liven the mood up and everybody like all of a sudden the momentum picked up and things started moving forward again. I think that's something you need to do in your life. And it might be something you've humorous or whatever it is. You have to look at.
Everybody's going to have their own tips and tricks. One of the things I make myself do is if I can't focus, I always have like a running list of things that need to be done. If I'm having trouble, I just pick the first thing on the list and make myself work on it for 10 minutes. And then once I get going, I usually keep going, but then I give myself permission to, when that 10 minutes is up, if like I'm not feeling it and it's just not happening, well, I can pick something else. Yeah. But I force myself to focus and do it for 10 minutes. And that's part of the, I don't care if I just don't feel like it, I'm going to make myself sit here and do this for 10 minutes. Yeah. And one lady in my pod group, when she can't focus, for her, it helps to go on a 5-minute walk. And then she can kind of get her brain back together. And then she says she can focus when she sits back down. For me, that would be more of a distraction because I'd be like, I would turn the 5-minute walk into a 30-minute walk. And so, but it's just up to you.
Yeah.
But the important thing is to decide, don't deliberate. That's what one of my mentors, that's what she says all the time. Don't make it a discussion with yourself. Don't give yourself time to talk yourself out of it. Don't deliberate about it. Just to decide in advance what needs to be done. And then when it comes time to do it, I feel like Nike here. I'm like, you just do it. Sorry, don't sue me, Nike. But don't make it a conversation in your head. Don't make it harder than it needs to be. It is completely okay to tell your emotions and your feelings to zip it and sit in the back seat and just do it.
Yeah.
So
sometimes you have to push through. It's not.
Yeah. That's why I can tell the kids, welcome to being an adult. Yeah. So The homework that I've got for you is, when you've got some time, sit down, write down, think about, talk about with some, talk it through with somebody, whatever works for you. But I really want you to sit and think about what goals you're not accomplishing right now because of lack of focus. Mm-hmm. Then sit and think about the stressors that are causing you to lose focus. What's interrupting your focus? And where do you need to temporarily embrace what is? Is there anywhere in your life right now where you have to embrace, like, this is what it is right now? And the last question is, where do you need to stop allowing your feelings to dictate your focus? Where do you need to tell them to that's the hardest one for me, because my feelings are loud. They're in my head. They nag at me. But the more you do this, the easier it gets. It's like a muscle. The more you work out this focus muscle, the easier this is all going to be. So, because I don't want anybody to be kicking themselves because they're like, I just can't do this. I just can't focus. Please don't kick yourself about it. We all struggle to focus at certain times. So, and now that you've got a little more knowledge about it, because even just recognizing it can help, like, interrupt that pattern of, I'm not focused. Oh my gosh, I'm spiraling out. Even just like catching yourself and stopping, it can help kick you into like, oh, wait, I'm spiraling. I need to stop. You know.
Well, so. I think it's kind of looking at your environment too. If you're in an environment that's like so many different things going on, it's easy to get yourself distracted or
well, have we phone could calls, get into a like, whole another conversation on setting compassionate goals for yourself. Another one of the things that I have been working on is actually allowing myself realistic timelines to get things done. I am a serial, like, let's see if we can shove 10 pounds of crap into a 5-pound bag, serial over schedule. How many things can we do in a day? And so I'm working on allowing myself reasonable timelines.
I think you passed that on to our son.
We do have a child that is the exact same way, and it is exhausting. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so, oh, well, I know where you get this from.
He just bought a car. He bought a 1973 Pontiac Ventura. He did. And he's like, he's all excited about it. I'm very proud
of him.
It's
adorable. He's all gung-ho. He saved up and bought this with his own money.
Yeah. And he's all excited about working on it. And he wants to do this, and this. I'm like, okay, slow down. So like last night, I literally pulled him aside. Let's talk about this. Let's get a plan together, what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. Like, so, pump the brakes. But
yes. So he might need a little bit of focus on where to work on this car.
Yes.
But no, like I said, now that we've talked about it, because this, like, nobody teaches you these skills. Nobody taught me focus skills in school. I don't know, maybe other places do, but I was never taught this. But now that you've got a little more knowledge about it, just sit and think about where you're going to start taking control of your focus.
Very good. Great stuff. And make sure you guys sign up for our upcoming workshop that's happening.
If you would like to focus on reaching your marketing goals for the 2024 season, and you would like to rank higher in Google searches, and you know, when people are typing in landscaper near me and you want to be the first one on that list, you can focus on working on your Google business profile, and we can make that as easy as possible for you. Scott has already learned all about it. So get yourself signed up for that. All you have to do is just show up and already be verified. Yep. And he's going to walk you through step by step. You can follow along and do it as he goes. It will be amazing.
Lots of time for questions. We actually went way longer than I initially planned.
We will answer questions until you are done asking them. So, because you paid to show up for the class, so he'll get all your questions answered.
It's only $50. You're going
to
walk away.
Yeah, well, we wanted to make it as accessible as possible, because this is something that you all can be doing, like we just start outranking your competition.
We want you, yes, exactly. We want you to be higher than your competition. You have to be set yourself apart. And this is something that we're going to show you through this workshop. So make sure you guys check it out. Head over to millionaire-landscaper.com/GBP workshop.
Yep, it's going to be great.
Show notes too.
So. It's always in the show notes, and you can always go to our webpage and link to anything from there. Yep. So,
all right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us today. Have a great day.
That's a wrap on another exciting episode here of the Millionaire Landscaper Podcast. Now, thank you for joining us on this journey, and thank you for being a member of our community. Remember our motto, do it dirty means just get started and not be afraid of making mistakes. We honestly believe this is one of the keys to the success in this industry and in life. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode, please take a moment, head over to Apple and leave us a review. Your support helps us reach more listeners and bring even more value to the show. Until next time, keep doing it dirty and grow your business to new heights.